film before a live studio audience.
What can I say, Eddie? I'm sorry. I just remembered this isn't my night off after all. We're going to have to cut this lovely evening short.
Gee, I wish you would have said something sooner.
Well, I mentioned it over dinner. You just didn't hear me over the pa band and the noise that you make when you chew bratwurst.
But, Carla, I've been looking forward to this date for a long time. These tickets to the RV show weren't easy to get.
Please, Eddie, I'm torn up enough. Coach!
What?
You like RVs, mobile homes, that kind of stuff?
Well, I don't know that much about them, Coach.
Would you like to learn?
Well, I was meaning to.
Coach? Meet Eddie. Eddie, Coach.
Hey, Eddie.
He's got an extra ticket to the RV show for tonight, Coach. How's that sound?
Terrific.
Well, go ahead. I'll cover for you.
Hot dog.
Some luck, huh, Eddie?
Well, I guess I'm not going to get a good night kiss.
You might if you're nice to him.
Boy, I can't wait to get there. Eddie, did they actually let you walk through those things?
Yeah, but you gotta take your shoes off.
Oh, okay.
Not now.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows.
Yeah.
For once, it's not you. Mr. Fancy Bottom over there feels his martini isn't dry enough.
Oh, well, you want me to kill him for you, Diane?
It's too good for him.
Hey, come on, lighten up here. It's a bar, you know. People come here to have a good time.
Yeah, and don't you just hate him for it.
What's wrong, honey?
Having a bad day. Am I allowed to have a bad day? Sure, you've given us plenty. Keep one for yourself.
I hope you'll find that to your satisfaction. We here at Cheers aspire to make every customer a happy customer.
It's still not dry enough.
Drink it!
Excuse me, folks. She gets a little upset still ever since I dumped her. Let me handle this for you. Coach, make this gentleman the driest martini in town, will you? On the house.
Right.
Please, forgive her. She's a hot-headed little firebrand. Half my day you spent apologizing to nice customers like you.
Carla, I'm in no mood.
Now, we're talking about someone else, dear.
One vodka rocks.
Hey, is there anything I can do?
No. This problem is strictly between myself and Fraser Crane. Suffice to say, he insists on making mountains out of molehills.
He wants you to wear a padded bra?
Go mate with a squid.
Please forgive her again. She spent time in an institution recently.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Cliffy. Boy, can you believe the way those socks are playing?
Oh, boy. I really miss those carefree halcyon days when my only concern was a group of young lads playing baseball.
Oh, Cliffy, you got something on your mind?
Shocking truth is, today I saw a fellow postal employee remove a fragrance sample from a magazine.
So?
So, Sammy, that's in direct violation of postal employee regulations. It's a smudge on the honor of every mail carrier who ever donned this uniform.
So?
So? Sam, look, on one hand, I don't want to be a snitch, but on the other, I can't endorse anarchy. What should I do?
Compromise. Have a beer.
Yeah, here you go. There you go. Oh, well, I see I should look elsewhere for help on this, huh? Diane, I've got a little problem here.
Who doesn't?
Valid. Valid. Well, I guess my choice is clear. I must follow my conscience and report this.
Oh, come on, man. A fragrance sample. Really? Let it go.
Let it go, Sammy? I let this go, and tomorrow Hitler is in the White House.
I can do without that.
Yeah, sure, it's only a perfume sample. But if the other employees see him getting away with this, they're going to start taking things, too. First, whole magazines go missing, then Social Security checks. Before you know it, Grandma's fruitcake doesn't make it to little Bobby, Peggy, and Sue. And their little hearts will be broken, thinking Grandma forgot them this year.
What are those little green things in a fruitcake, Cliff? That they look like the parts of tires.
Coach, I think you're getting a little off the point here.
Well, you brought it up, Cliff.
Well, who is this menace to society anyway, huh?
Well, you remember Lewis, that fellow I brought in here before?
Enormous black gentleman?
That's the one.
Whoa, Cliff, come on. I think twice before crossing Lewis. It could be dangerous. I mean, he's not exactly the kind of guy who drinks tea with his pinky sticking out.
Please, Sam, there are ladies present.
I'm sorry, Coach.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I guess the bottom line is that it'd be snitching, and I just like to think I'm a little above that.
Absolutely.
There you go. What is that, Carla? You were announcing the birth of yet another child? Or are you implying something here?
You'd rat on a little guy.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to rat on this guy, too.
Come on, Cliff. Yeah. Don't let Carla goad you into this.
Sammy, as long as I wear this uniform, I have a duty to fulfill. I'll speak my truth and take the consequences. Yeah, supervisor, please.
Hey, come on, Cliff.
Hey, no, I don't care the risk I'm taking. The voice of Clifford Clavin is going to be heard loud and clear.
Hello. Hang on to your yak strap. I have a terrible thing to report.
Well, good night, everybody.
Night,
Murphy. Hey, Cliff, you want to spend the night in my office?
Sammy, you still think I'm afraid, don't you?
Oh, yep, in the evening, no.
Yeah, that Swedish accent was just for the amusement of the bar. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't care if Lewis finds out it was me. In fact, if I ever see the guy again, I'll tell him it was me and just clear the air.
You the man I'm looking for. I've been fired.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, God, I'm terribly sorry.
Hey, you're taking this worse than I am. I just want to find out who did it.
Did what?
Someone made an anonymous phone call to the supervisor and squealed on me for taking a perfume sample out of a magazine.
Oh, he fired you for that? What kind of a chicken outfit do we work for?
Hey, Lewis, you smell divine. What's that you're wearing?
Oh, Giorgio for men.
Yeah, who can blame you for taking it? It's perfect for you. Well, sorry I can't help you out there, Lewis.
Hey, you can. You know how you're always sticking your nose in other people's business down at the post office?
Well, I...
Come on, you're nosy.
That's me.
Well, I want to find out who did it, and I want to find out tomorrow.
Okay, you got it, pal.
Be here at 7, and don't be late.
Okay, well... You just be here at 7, don't be late, because I'll have that information.
I know you will.
Yeah. Lewis, thanks for thinking of me.
Tomorrow I die.
Come on now.
Oh, the guy is going to beat the living hell out of me.
Well,
it's no use saying I don't deserve it, though, huh?
Nobody did.
Yeah, thanks, Carla.
Coach, let's go home.
Yeah. Carla, can I play my French language tapes on the way home, please?
No. We hear them every night, and I'm sick of it. Besides, they aren't doing any good.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, yeah? Say, how are you today in French?
How are you today in French?
I rest my case.
I rest my case.
Knock it off.
Knock it off!
Oh, Frazier.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Frazier. Yes, Diane left about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, darn. Well, I guess I'll have to go over to her house to shoot the breeze.
Diane, it's more like a monsoon.
Yes, her breeze is like a monsoon.
Good night. Want to come in and have a beer?
Well, I wouldn't want to impose.
Okay, good night.
This is fun. I guess I got a little time for some barroom chatter. Might even do the old boy some good.
Maybe.
Well, I'll have a tankard of your finest lager. Well, I understand the local Boston Red Sox baseball franchise has a Herculean task of it to qualify for the postseason tournament.
Yeah, they really stink this year.
Stink? Interesting theory. You know, while we're on the subject of Boston and the world and all of its people, I have this patient. Let's call him, oh, give him any old name, Four. And for the first time in my career as a psychiatrist, I don't know how to deal with this problem. But, you know, it occurs to me that you might.
You want my opinion on one of your patients?
Sam, believe it or not, psychiatrists do value input from outside the profession. I'd like the benefit of your experience. Now, you know women. I mean, your sexual exploits could be thought of as a majestic, panoramic mural.
And Thor's?
A silly little doodle.
What? Yeah. I mean, what the hell? What's his problem?
Well, Thor's girlfriend, let's call her Electra. Cried out another man's name during the act of love.
Oh, Thor, ouch.
Precisely. So, Sam, tell me. You've been with a lot of women. I mean, when you were with one of them, did she ever call out another man's name?
Well, I don't think so, but then who listens? Usually I've got the stereo turned up and other things on my mind. Tell me, whose name did Electra call out?
An old boyfriend's.
Oh, double ouch.
Yes. And although they've decided that it means absolutely nothing, which it doesn't, Thor doesn't seem to be able to get over it. So tell me, Sam, I mean, if Thor came to you, what would you tell him?
I'd tell him the truth that it happens all the time.
Really, Sam?
Yeah, really. I mean, it happens to all guys. As a matter of fact, I think I just remember that it's happened to me before, lots of times. I think I turned this stereo up in the first place because of that.
Really? Well, thank you, Sam. I'll pass that along to...
Thor.
Right. Right. Well, it's getting late. Thanks for the cold one, Sam.
You're welcome, Frazier.
The beer, I mean, not Diane. You know, two sips of liquor and I'm a jackin' in here.
Unforgettable. That's who you are. Unforgettable.
Gee, Cliff Lewis will be here any minute.
Yeah, what's your plan?
Plan? I have no plan. Not unless honesty, sincerity, and straightforwardness are a plan.
No, I meant your medical plan.
Hey, your humor's falling on deaf ears here, Carla.
Oh, good. Then you won't miss him when Lewis rips him off your head. Sam. Oh, Sam. Barkeep.
Oh, I'm sorry, Diane. Do you want me?
Actually, I want two Becks.
Guess I didn't hear you calling out my name.
Is there something amusing you that I don't know about?
No. Why do you ask?
Oh, that stupid look on your face.
Hey, come on. Do I need a reason to look stupid?
You have the best reason of all.
Okay, Clavin, you know why I'm here. Who is it?
Lewis, I've written a man's name on a piece of paper in this envelope.
Well, good.
But before you look at it, Lewis, let me tell you a little something about him.
Hey, what is this, the dating game?
Lewis, a man whose name is in this envelope bears no animosity towards you or any living thing. He's a man who loves his country, and what he did was out of a sense of duty towards America, God, and all that we cherish. One other thing, Lewis. The man who did this is terribly, terribly sorry. Please forgive him.
Well, okay. I've got another job anyway. Besides, if I were to see that name, I'd get so angry, I might do something stupid.
Oh, go on, open it.
Lewis, I can't tell you how proud I am to see how you overcame your need for vengeance.
Hey, and tell that fellow, he's real lucky he's still in one piece.
He knows it, Lewis.
You better.
Cliffy. Cliffy, you really showed me something there.
Yeah, and that was more than just stupidity. I think there was a trace of bravery in there.
Yeah, way to go. Really the way to go,
Cliff. Oh, well, thanks, guys.
All right. Who's Juan Torres?
Hey, there must be some mistake there,
Charlie. No, no mistake. There's a map to his house here.
I know he wasn't going to look in the thing. Hey, besides, he knows it was me. So what's a big deal? Lewis had never hit him. Juan's in a body cast. Fell out a window a couple of weeks ago.
What?
What?
Don't be coy. It doesn't go with a sloping forehead.
Did I tell you your boyfriend stopped by the other night? What's his name?
You know very well it's Frazier.
Frazier, right. Damn it, boy. That's an easy name to forget. How you two doing anyway, huh?
Fine. Is there something on your mind?
No. Why do you ask?
When there's a spot on an empty canvas, it tends to stand out.
No. Listen, if I had something to say, I'd say it. I'd even yell it out. Passionately.
What exactly did you and Frazier talk about?
Oh, come on, Diane. Let's drop this whole thing. I mean, it's going nowhere. I know we both have much more important work to get back to. I know I'm running a little behind.
I hate it when you're smug. It means you think you have something on me. I emphasize think.
Oh, I'm not thinking here, Diane.
No, but this is as close as you get.
Come on. Why don't you stop this silly little game and admit that you're still crazy about me?
You're the one who always brings it up. If anybody's crazy about anybody, you're crazy about me.
Oh, yeah? I'm not saying Sam when I'm in bed with Frazier.
I'll kill him. I'll kill you. And I'll kill myself.
Oh, now come on, you're overreacting. I mean, there's no need to kill me.
Hello.
Hello, your buttocks. Get in here.
Oh,
Diane, you seem agitated.
I don't know which of you I hate the most.
Hey, that's not bad, Fraser. Only 2 months and you're tied with me.
How could you tell him? Why did you tell him?
I didn't tell him. He must have deduced it.
Oh, please.
Hey, come on. I'm good at deducement.
How could you betray my confidence?
Now, you didn't say no telling.
Oh, I see. I see. Obviously, I made the mistake of treating you as an adult.
Why would you tell him anything to begin with?
I was hoping for some insight.
Insight? From a man whose idea of intellectual stimulation is to count along with Big Bird? Arrogance. He thought that when I called out Sam, I was referring to him.
And you weren't?
No. It was a different Sam entirely. It was Sam Goldwyn. His movies always gave me great pleasure.
Diane, Sam, please, I mean, let's not go on this way. I mean, now that this thing is out in the open, let's at least face it honestly and admit the truth.
What are you talking about?
But there's still a spark between you two. I think it's best that I just step aside and allow it to either ignite or extinguish itself.
Fraser, look into my eyes. You are the man in my life. There is no longer anything between Sam and I, and you'll see the same thing when you look into his eyes.
Can't I just tell him?
Do it, Sam.
Fraser, there's nothing going on between us. I mean, it's all over between me and Diane.
I believe you.
Oh, Fraser, thank God. How could you have doubted me for a moment?
I don't know. I really haven't been myself these last few days. Listen, what do you say we take a weekend off, you know, and go someplace together?
Yes, let's.
Oh, well, I better go. I'm late for my marital relations group. And thanks. Look, I'd like to apologize to both of you for flying off the handle. It just goes to show you that even psychiatrists get the blues. See you later. Oh, and Sam.
Yeah.
Go Red Sox.
Rah.
What actors we are, Sam.
Huh?
I'm amazed we could pull that off.
Pull what off?
Fooling a man so versed in human behavior. There is a spark, isn't there, Sam?
Well, gee.
I don't think it would take much encouragement to turn it into an inferno.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right.
Sam, let's stop stopping ourselves. Let's let it happen.
Happen, yeah. Oh, Diane.
Fraser.
Yeah.